Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Pro Beautiful podcast. My boys and I had the privilege of going to see Heidi Baker as she gave a talk in Charlottesville. And at the beginning of her talk, there was a 3-minute video that gave a very brief overview of a little bit about what is happening in her corner of the world in Mozambique. So since 2017, there's been horrific civil strife in that nation, beheadings, church burnings, horrible things. And yet the gospel goes forth. And so they have an organic farm, they being Iris Global, the team that is there. And they've planted thousands of moringa trees, which are useful for food. And I think the people there call it the supernatural tree because it's so powerful and so multi-purposed in all of its uses. But she also, in this video, there was an overview site or shot of the university, Iris University, that they have. And it was a beautiful set of buildings right on the coast there in Pemba in the northern part of Mozambique. And it gave me goosebumps to see it because I've read or listened to several of Heidi's books and I know a little bit about this university. And so she told a little bit about this, but I also have heard this in other places. So basically, she was snorkeling one day in the ocean and admiring the coral and the fish. And she said, when I snorkel, I get a different perspective because I'm with the Lord and I see things from a different perspective. And he said to her, start a university. And this is a woman who had severe dyslexia until the Lord healed her supernaturally when she was 16, where she would bring a Bible as a prop, because that's what you did if you're a believer. And she couldn't read it, though. And one day she went to a healing prayer time and the Bible happened to fall over and fall open and she could just read it. And so there was a real, so then she went on and she got her PhD at some point. And anyway, so she has a PhD. So to start a university, it was like, well, okay. And so she said, I swam to the shore and I used a bucket of water to rinse myself off. And then I walked over to an enormous tree near where I was, and I had a bamboo stick. That was what I had in my hand. And I drew a circle around the tree. And I called out and I said, children, if any of you want to come and learn, come to me. And a whole group of young people came, and she used her bamboo stick in the dirt, and she started teaching them to read Portuguese. So I guess maybe there's an A and a B and a C, but you pronounce them differently. And so she was teaching them in Portuguese. And she said, because when you have a call from God, a university, that took 20 years. that wasn't built in a day. But you have to start somewhere. And so sometimes if you have a call to start a university, you have to start with the kindergarten in the dirt with a stick. You use what's in your hand. She had a bamboo stick, so she used that. And I don't love this story entirely because in some ways there's no excuse for getting started. And, you know, at one point she said, do you know how many times we wanted to quit during these last 20 years? And then she kind of checked herself and was like, no, of course you don't. But it was a lot. And so that need to say, we don't know what to do in ourselves. There is actually nothing left in the tank. We are completely depleted. And so let's go back to the Lord and hear what he has to say. That's the only way that they were able to carry on, was returning again and again to the Lord and in worship and in prayer and saying, Lord, we just become dry and prickly without you. We need you to come and refill us and make us to have the living water flowing through. And so, Lord, for whatever vision we might have, I pray that you would show us what it is that we have in our hand that we can start. And I thank you that you don't necessarily show us the outcome, just like you don't upfront for most of us show us all the hardships. I think Paul had a pretty good idea. I think the Lord came and told him, you know, like, by the way, it's going to be a bit rough. And so when Paul lists out, you know, and then I was shipwrecked a couple of times and stoned a couple of times and whatever, I suspect he had some sense in advance that that maybe would happen to him. Or like Peter, who was kind of given an indicator that he was not going to die of natural causes. Anyway, but Lord, for most of us, you thankfully keep the future veiled so that we could just walk out our days with you. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen.